From the accounts of binding harmful spirits under oath, the story of the song, Six Ways of Remembering the Lama. Namo Guru. At Garuda Fortress in Chonglung, the Lord of Yogis Milarepa was abiding in the luminous clarity of Mahamudra. At one point, he rose from his meditation in order to prepare a meal, not to mention there being no tsampa, salt, butter, or meat. There was not even any wood to prepare a fire, or even any water to boil. My renunciation is too strong, Milarepa thought, and he went out of the cave to gather some wood. As soon as he had filled the apron of his cotton robe with sticks, the wind suddenly started blowing very hard. When he held on to his robe to keep it from blowing off, the wind snatched away the wood. When he held the wood, the wind grabbed at his robe. Milarepa thought, I have been meditating in mountain retreats for this long, and I have still not abandoned ego clinging. What is the point of Dharma and meditation practice that do not get rid of ego clinging? And then he said aloud, If you would like this cotton robe, take it. If you would like this wood, take it. I renounce them both. Then his lack of sustenance overcame him and he fainted, remaining unconscious for a short while. By the time he woke up, the wind had calmed down, and he saw his robe dangling from a branch high in a tree. With his heart filled with sadness, Milarepa sat down on the flat top of a rock the size of a sheep and rested in equipoise. He looked to the east, and in the direction of Droa Lung, he saw a white cloud floating in the sky. Under that cloud is the Dharma land of Troa Lung, where my Lama Marpa the translator resides, Milarepa thought, and he remembered the times he spent with his enlightened lord and lady, and how his Lama used to give him explanations of the tantras, empowerments, and practice instructions to Milarepa and his Vajra brothers and sisters. How I would like to go meet him now, Milarepa thought. And on top of his earlier sadness, his powerfully vivid memories of the Lama brought immeasurable sorrow to his heart. Weeping many tears, he sang this song of six ways of remembering the Lama as an expression of his sorrow and longing.
Marpa, kind father, who clears away my sorrow, this beggar has a sad song to sing to you, my Lord. In the sky to the east of these red rocks of Chonglung, a white rain cloud is floating silently, and down cloud now casts its shadow,
After Milarepa finished singing, he had a vision. on top of that very same cloud, which now looked as if it were draped in silk banners, brilliant with the five colors, was Lord Marpa, radiant with even more splendor and glory than ever before, riding towards him on a white lion bedecked with many jewels. "Son, great magician," Marpa boomed, "why do you call me with such intense longing? Have you lost confidence in the Lama, Yidams, and rare and supreme ones? Are your thoughts fixating on adverse conditions? Has the obstacle of the eight worldly dharmas entered your retreat? Is the demon of hope and fear disturbing your mind and making you sad? Or are you serving the Lama and rare and supreme ones above, being generous with the sentient beings of the six realms below, and meeting with the harmonious conditions for purifying negativity and obscurations, and giving rise to positive qualities in between? Whatever it is, there is no way that you and I could ever be separated. So get on with your practice so that you can be of benefit to the Buddha's teachings and to sentient beings." This experience so completely filled Milarepa with joy that it was almost too much for him to bear. In response to it, he sang this Vajra song.
Now I'm seeing the face of my father, Guru, who is in life and sea. And his beggar's anguish has turned to this in a most wonderful experience. Remembering the Lama's example of the path to liberation, devotion and realization I find are rising up from deep inside. The blessing of his great compassion has entered into me.
Retrieved his robe, picked up some pieces of wood, and returned to his retreat cave. When he arrived, he found that five iron atsaras with gaping wide eyes the size of soup bowls had entered the cave. One was sitting on the Jetson's bed teaching the Dharma, and two others were listening to him. Another one was preparing food, and another was ruffling through some texts. At first, Milarepa was startled. Then he thought, "The local deities must be unhappy and have sent these magical emanations. Wherever I stay in practice, I never have any torma to offer, but I do offer praises of the place and its gods. I should offer a praise of this place now." Then he sang this Vajra song of praise. When the Jetson sang this, the Atsaras displayed blatant contempt for him and flashed angry-looking glances at each other. Then all of a sudden, two more Atsaras appeared, making seven in all. Some of them scowled and bit their lower lip, some gnashed their teeth and bared their fangs, and some laughed and made menacing sounds. Then they gathered together and began to stab and swipe at the air in threatening gestures. These spirits are beginning to make obstacles, the Jetson thought. He glared at them fiercely and recited wrathful mantras, but the Atsaras did not flee. Then great compassion filled his heart, and he gave them a Dharma teaching, but still they did not go. Finally, Milarepa thought, Marpa of Lodrak pointed out all phenomena to be my own mind, and mind itself to be the union of luminous clarity and emptiness. I have cut through all doubts about this, and am certain it is true. If I now cling to these obstructing demons as existing outside, what good is all the difficulty I have put myself through in my retreats? Fearless confidence arose within him, and he sang this Vajra song of having confidence in the view.
Father, you vanquished the army of the four Maras. Marpa the translator, at your feet I bow. We of the human race call ourselves human beings, but I was born to a white snow lioness. In my mother's womb, my three energies became complete, and as a baby lion cub, I slept in our as a lion youth, outside our door I stood on guard. Now that I'm fully grown, out in the snow I roam. Let the snow swirl in a storm, even blizzards don't make me afraid. Let crevices be steep and deep, they do not worry me. We are the human race, call ourselves human beings. I was born to the royal Garuda clan.
chaos of hooks and nets, they do not worry me.
We are the human race, all ourselves human beings, but I am the son of the Kagyu Gurus. In my mother's womb is where faith arose in me, and as a baby Kagyupa, I am the Dharma Sword. As a Kagyu youth,
singing, he was filled with the pride of his realization, and he barged straight into the middle of the circle of the Tsaras. The Tsaras were terrified. Their eyes darted back and forth, and their bodies shook so much that everything in the cave suddenly started to vibrate. In a flash, they all dissolved into one, and that one was carried away by a swirling wind until he, too, completely disappeared. The Jetson's enlightened intention was, this was the work of Vinayaka, king of obstructing spirits. He tried to do me harm, and the wind that blew away my robe and wood was his mischief too. The Lama's great compassion, though, prevented him from hurting me. The whole incident provided an inconceivable enhancement to Milarepa's practice and realization. Thus ends the story that is called either the Song of Six Ways of Remembering the Lama, sung as a result of meeting Vinayaka, king of obstructing spirits, or the Red Rocks of Chonglung, or the story of Milarepa gathering wood. These three titles refer to the same series of events. May everything be positive.